Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with scare actress Becky Barkin. Now, Becky has worked at lots of different attractions with PUP, Faceless Ventures and Scream Camp, just to name a few. And we thought it'd be perfect to get her on here whilst we're celebrating Scare Actors Week. Scare Actors Week, a time for us to all celebrate what you guys out there do night in, night out during the Halloween run and even out of season as well. Now, scare acting is not as easy as people think. It's hard, it's tough, it's grueling, it's painful sometimes, and because this year there's not many attractions going ahead like there normally would be, it does mean a few of you might be going ahead without a gig this October. So we wanted to spend all this week celebrating the scare actors of the UK and of course across the world as well. So let's take you to the interview with Becky Barker, scare actress, here on the Scare Track Podcast.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So guys, we are here with Becky Barker. We are actually outside. It's nice to be able to socially distance in a nice, safe outside environment. So I do apologise if you hear a little bit of background noise. But Becky, welcome on to Scare Shop. We spoke a few times at ScareCon and whatnot, but how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, safe and well, which is the main thing right now. Now, we are actually we're at a retreat evening, which is an awesome event. It's a scare event that can be done through social distancing with all the COVID-19 secure measures. So it's good that we can be here tonight. But we wanted to talk about all the other stuff you've done because you've acted and you've worked within scare attractions for quite a while now.
I have. I started, oh, goodness me, about 10 years ago at an event at Lightwater Valley called Frightwater. Well, I actually started before that, but I wasn't scary. I was a nice pirate, and we did pirate weekends. Okay. And then I got asked, do you want to work for Frightwater? So it went from there. And then about a year later, I thought, right, I want to continue this scare acting thing. Really enjoyed it. So I put a post on Facebook, and somebody put me in touch with a lady called Sarah Conway. So I had a chat with her and Lee, and we made really good friends. And I worked with them over the years in lots of fantastic productions that we've done together, collaborating with other companies. And I've met so many amazing people along the way, and here we are now.
Here we are, definitely. And we've done, obviously, at Scare Track, done quite a few attractions with Sarah and Lee. Obviously, they were originally Primrose Unknown
yes,
Projects.
That's where I started with them.
And that's where you started with them. And then they sort of morphed into Faceless Ventures, doing some fantastic stuff with Cracked. So I guess you've worked on quite a lot of Cracks then?
Yes, I've worked every single one of them from the beginning. We obviously had the Heretic guys come over to us to Yorkshire, which was so much fun, and then we decided let's go to LA. So acting out in LA with the Heretic team, with Adrian and Jessica and all these actors who are absolutely amazing. There's four of them now that have branched off and created Black Mass. Don't know if you've heard of those guys, but they're absolutely just incredible. And their team are so dedicated. We got to go out there and work with them, which was amazing. And then through doing Cracked, I actually tortured Frankie, who's my best friend. She's now my best friend, and she has been for about 4 years. And then we met Callum, and he came up with Scream Camp, which is the overnight 10-hour, the UK's only overnight horror camping experience, award-winning, I may add.
Absolutely
brilliant. And we've just got our own little team, and we just motor, really, and it's just so much fun. And obviously, we've been really lucky being able to come up with a retreat and being able to open.
Absolutely.
When the distancing measures did change on the 4th, I think it was the 4th of June.
Yeah, so we came on the 5th or 6th, I think, after
yes.
that.
Yeah, it was the opening weekend, wasn't it? And we just had so much fun with it, and it's great to still be able to do these things with all this going on, because I'm aware that a lot of places have chosen not to open at Halloween, which is completely, you know, it's a very, very, very difficult decision to make for a scare
understandable
attraction.
As well,
it's, yeah. Yeah, it's understandable, but it's very difficult to make that decision because it's something we all love to do.
Yes.
I mean, scare acting, you do it because you love it, you
yeah.
know?
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's the
definitely.
People you're working with and the friendships and the journeys you have along the way are just incredible.
Definitely, definitely. I'd say I love scares second, I love the friendship first. I think that's the way
definitely.
It's sort of gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's cast our mind back 10 years ago. I didn't actually know Lightwater Valley. How did that sort of come about? You were working on park anyway, I guess. Then.
No, it was... hold on a sec, I'm just tying my shoelace. Sorry about that. It came about through... I work with people with learning disabilities, adults with learning disabilities, and I teach them musical theatre. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 years ago, I wasn't at the stage of teaching at this point, and they used to go to another group in... God, I can't remember where it was now. It's close to where I live anyway, in Leeds. And we took them to that every week, and the people who ran it, they were chatting about the pirate weekends at Lightwater Valley and said, oh, you're an actor, you're a singer, you're a dancer, do you want to come and do it? So I thought, yeah, let's go for it. And then we got into Frightwater because they got the contract for that as well.
Right.
So that's where it started.
Wow, okay.
And then Zombie and the Raptor.
Nice.
The very last zombie, and it was really fun.
Definitely. And it's one of those things when you sort of start scare acting, you sort of once you've started, it feels like you can't stop. It's sort of like you've got the buzz, isn't it? It's like once you've done one maze, you want to do another, you want to do a different attraction. And because you've worked, obviously, back then with a corporate theme park, you've also worked with Faces Ventures. Now you're working with the Scream Camp and Ritual team. What kind of acting role do you prefer? Do you prefer to be a jump out scare? Do you prefer to be Tracy at Scream Camp, who's a crazy sort of divorcee? What sort of roles do you like to play?
It's very difficult to choose because I've done so many different ones over the years. I mean, I've done things like we did one with a collaboration with Born in Blood, Nick Hardy, who's just amazing with him. And we did some acting work from a guy called Dan, I think it's Dan, who wrote Strange Playgrounds. And me and Callum did some work off that. And that was really, really serious. So I kind of, you can jump into anything, but I would say my favourite is Tracy. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Because I live a life where I don't want kids.
No.
I'm not that sort of person, really.
Same here.
That's it. And it's like, so for me, it's kind of playing that other role where I'm a mum, I've two children, I'm divorced, husband's a complete bastard, you know, we're getting divorced, the divorce papers are coming through, you know, and it's just really, really fun. I think it's kind of like doing musical theatre, it's stepping out of who you are,
and
you step into somebody else, and Scream Camp's 10 hours long, so you are in character for 10 hours.
A long time, there's no downtime or anything, is there?
No, there isn't, especially because me and Lola, aka Frankie, plays my little sister, we are in camp all night with the campers, and it's just so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun, and I can just be uninhibited, and anything goes, really, with it. It's like when we play, I went to the shops and bought around the campfire, we always play Tracy's version, which is the rude version, so we go to Ann Summers.
Of course.
So, of course, you know, housewife.
What's the first thing you buy from Ann Summers?
In the 40s, you know. You know, dildos are a wonderful thing, girls. But, you know, Tracy is my favourite character to play, without a doubt. Because even though she's not scaring people, it's just...
She's interacting
it's the
and entertainment.
Yeah. And you get banter with every single one of the campers. And if you've got somebody who's a little bit standoffish and they're a little bit, oh, I'm not standing up there and saying what I do for a living and what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, you can kind of get them to do it by being Tracy.
Yeah.
Like, come on, love, I'll stand up there, I'll do one. Right. You know, and you just have fun with it. And I think that's why I enjoy playing Tracy so much.
Definitely. And Scream Camp, I mean, it sold out last year. It's award-winning in its first year. Unfortunately, this year has to be postponed into next year. But as soon as 2021's here, hopefully that will be started again. But
man, so excited.
I can't wait to check it out again. I might even make a cameo and play your husband we've been talking about night.
We
so.
Have, yes.
Yes, yeah,
yes, you could play Richard. That'd be quite fun.
Richard the Bastard.
And obviously, for those of you that follow Scream Camp, we have got two new... clowns called Flippy and Floppy, and I have them to contend with in camp as well. So between them two, my husband and my little sister, ex-husband, quite a lot to contend with, but fun, and can't wait till it starts again next year. Cannot wait.
It's going to be awesome. And this year you've got, you know, up until
2021, the retreat's running, you know, a couple of shows a month and whatnot. I've actually been here on a couple of them, been able to check it out. But what's it been like, sort of, obviously Callum and Frankie producing the show and whatnot, what's it been like working with them and creating something so different and out of the ordinary?
It's nice because, like, we're all like, obviously Frankie's my best friend, but we're all really, really good friends as well in our little group, and it's kind of like a little family, and everybody's voice is heard. Like, yes. We've had different people come up with different ideas that have been used. Like when we did the ritual at Halloween, one of our actors came up with a hanging of Charlie at the end.
Yeah, and amazing scene.
All different things that, you know, everybody gets listened to, and I think that makes such a big difference. And when you're creating something that you all love to do, mm-hmm. it's even more special.
Definitely.
And professionalism wise, you know, Frankie and Callum, they are so organized, and you couldn't ask for more, really.
Absolutely. It's great. I mean, I got to visit the first retreat, and mm-hmm. it was crazy. And if anyone wants to check that out, head over to youtube.com/scaretrack. Lots of spoilers in there.
Evening.
It's a very, very unique evening. And we're going to, you know, tonight's retreaters are in. So
yeah.
We're going to go off and give them some scares. Becky, thanks so much for coming on to Scare Track.
No worries. Thanks
and
for having me.
Yeah, it's been great. And hopefully we'll see each other again either at the retreat or somewhere over Halloween, fingers crossed.
Yes, where we could probably have a beer and get scared ourselves and have a bit of fun.
Sounds good. Thanks so much,
awesome.
Becky.
Thank you.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. A huge thank you to Becky for coming on to the Scare Track podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. And it was a pleasure to act with her once again at the retreat. Myself and Hannah experienced the retreat a few weeks ago now. We loved it so much. It was so unique that I wanted to act in it. So each and every night you have heard from a different scare actor from the retreat celebrating Scare Actors Week. And I want you guys to get involved as much as you can. Are you a scare actor? If you are a scare actor and you have a video of you scaring, send it in. If you're a scare actor and you have a video of you having a funny dance behind the scenes or having a laugh or having a joke scaring your fellow actors, then again, send it in. If you don't have anything like that but you have a fantastic story to tell, send us a mini clip over on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or Snapchat. Just film yourself in landscape if you can, a quick 30 second to 1 minute video, and we'll put them all together, collate them all together in one big mega montage at the end of Scare Actors Week. So thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. Remember to join us over on our social media channels. Send in the videos if you can. If you're not a scare actor, make sure you give a like, a subscribe, a comment, any way you can support the show and support the cause of Scare Actors Week. With that being said, we are off. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.